This is John Walden. I have an interesting verse for you may never have noticed. The book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 2. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Ever notice that verse? Some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now this verse has to do with the body, because he's talking about those who sleep in the dust of the earth. Nowhere in the Bible do we ever read about the soul sleeping. Anytime you read about people who have died, you find them conscious, very much awake and alive to circumstances, with their memory in good shape. But whenever you speak of the body, read of the body, you read of sleep. For a believer, the New Testament uses this word repeatedly. It has to do with the rest of the body, not with the soul. So, we're reading here about physical resurrection. Another thing I notice about this verse is that regardless of their spiritual condition, they're going to awake. Resurrection is assured to all men. Now, there are plenty of people who wish they would not have to be resurrected. I know of one man who asked that his body be burned and the ashes sprinkled from an airplane so he'd never be disturbed by a resurrection, as if that would make any difference to God. But you're going to be raised from the dead. Saved or unsaved, you're going to be raised. Now, there's no such thing in the Bible as a general resurrection. We're told very plainly that there are two resurrections, the resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation. And we're told in the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation that these resurrections are 1,000 years apart. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power. And the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. So there is no such thing as a general resurrection, and no general judgment. Those of us who have received Christ as our Savior have already had our judgment. Christ bore our judgment in our place at the cross. And when we are raised from the dead, we will not appear before the judgment of the great white throne, but we will appear before the judgment seat or the reward seat of Christ. This takes place at the rapture, the next event in prophecy, the return of the Lord for his people. Then 1,000 years... 1,000 years after the reign of Christ, that is, the Lord is going to take his people home, then he's going to set up his kingdom. 7 years later, he'll come to this earth. After the 1,000 years reign of Christ here on this earth, then will come the resurrection of damnation, it's called, the resurrection of the lost. Another thing I'd like to notice with you in this verse is that they all awake to something which is everlasting. Those of us who have received Christ as Savior have received eternal life. We already have everlasting life, but our bodies are not saved yet. We're waiting for the time when God will give us bodies like the Lord Jesus. We'll have bodies that are fitted for heaven, for the other world. So some are going to have everlasting bodies fitted for heaven. Bodies that are pulsing and alive and young and well and strong and free from sickness and pain and disease forever. But some are going to be called back to shame and everlasting contempt. Let my friends who are sinning against the Lord remember that that body that you're using to sin against God is going to be filled with everlasting shame and contempt if you go on without Christ. One is just as everlasting as the other. Heaven is for eternity. So is the lake of fire for eternity. The same word is used to describe both and used to describe the eternality of God himself. Our Father, we thank thee for telling us plainly about the future. We pray that those who have not received Christ might want him, trust him now, And help us with thine to look forward longingly to that day when we shall see Christ and be like him. In his name, amen.